This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden made clear Thursday that the world should expect a more diplomatically engaged United States moving forward. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After 4 years of America First,
America is back. Diplomacy is back.
On his first trip to the State Department, the president sought to reassure a diplomatic corps maligned under Trump that it'll be at the heart of a foreign policy reset.
I trust you. I'm going to have your back.
He took a strong line on Russia, saying he told Vladimir Putin in a phone call, the days of the U.S. rolling over are gone. The president says he's freezing a U.S. troop pullout from Germany, ending support of Saudi Arabia's offensive in Yemen, and making LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of diplomacy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives has stripped Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
The resolution is adopted.
In a rare but not unprecedented rebuke, the House of Representatives voted to strip far-right Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. The action was in response to past comments by the first-termer from Georgia that were racist, embraced conspiracy theories, or endorsed violence against Democratic office holders. The vote was preceded by lively debate. Republican Chip Roy of Texas.
We shouldn't be wasting the time of this body attacking a member of this body. This will not end well.
But Democrat Tom Malinowski of New Jersey countered.
If even a substantial number of us stand with Representative Greene today, violent extremists will see it as another sign that they have a legitimate place in our national debate.
In a floor speech, Greene said she regrets some words of the past. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. A member of the World Health Organization-led team searching for clues to the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, said Thursday that work needed to be done to trace genetic elements of the virus in bat caves. Emily Wither of Reuters reports.
Peter Daszak, a zoologist and animal disease expert, said the team in Wuhan had been receiving new information about how the virus led to a pandemic. He said there was no evidence to suggest it emerged from a lab, but they were examining the potential link to bats.
And that's the real work that we're doing here. We're trying to trace back from the first cases back to an animal reservoir.
One scenario being scrutinized more closely by the team is the possibility that the virus could have been circulating long before it was first identified in Wuhan at the end of 2019. The investigators have so far visited hospitals, research facilities, and the seafood markets where the first outbreak was identified.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. A voting machine company is suing former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Fox News for libel, AP's Jennifer King reports.
Florida-based Smartmatic USA has filed one of the largest libel suits ever undertaken. The company is asking for $2.7 billion from Fox News, three of its hosts, and two former lawyers for former President Trump, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. According to the complaint, Fox News aired at least 13 reports stating or implying that the company stole the 2020 election in cahoots with Venezuela's socialist government. Fox News Media said it's proud of its election coverage and would defend itself against what it described as a meritless lawsuit. Dominion Voting Systems, a rival election technology company used in 24 states, has also sued Giuliani and Powell for $1.3 billion. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has dropped, but it remains historically high. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says 779,000 people applied for jobless aid last week, down 33,000 from the previous week. However, before the virus surfaced in March, applications never topped 700,000. The latest unemployment data show just under 18 million people were still receiving jobless benefits in mid-January. But once vaccinations become more widely distributed and administered in coming months, economists expect growth to pick up at a sustained clip. Mike Hempen, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher with the Dow up 1.08%, the S&P gaining 1.09%, and the NASDAQ rose by 1.23%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.